Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about Fresno County. May I speak with Donald?
This is not his phone, and he's not here.
All right, that is totally okay. Are you over the age of 18 and registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so as you may know, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
I'll be voting.
Would that be almost certain or probably?
Yeah, almost certain. Almost certain.
Okay. In a presidential primary election, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. For example, in a large primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices, like Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Or are you probably vote? Is the chance 50-50? Or do you
50-50.
Not? All right. If you don't mind me asking, what year were you born in? 1959, all right. Or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Do you consider yourself white, African-American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or any other race?
I missed the first part of your question.
All right. Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black?
Oh, I'm white. I'm white.
Okay.
We have black in our family, but I'm white.
Oh, all right. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you think things have gone off on the wrong track?
Honestly, I don't know.
All right, that's okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. If you could please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. So the options go public infrastructure like roads and bridges, public safety and crime, water policy, housing affordability, parental rights and education, jobs and wages, homelessness, and inflation and cost.
Public safety. Public safety.
All right. Public safety and crime. Okay, now I'm going to read you names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards them in each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can also please say that. So the first person is Gavin Newsom. Would you want me to read the options again for you?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. All right. What about Donald Trump?
I don't remember how the options, but favorable, I like him.
Oh, all right. Well, the options again are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Very favorable. Very favorable.
What about Steve Brandow?
Don't know him.
All right, that's okay. Would you say you don't know him or you have never heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard of him before, but I don't know anything about him.
All right. What about Paul Dictos?
Heard of him, but don't know anything about him.
All right. What about Gary Bredefeld?
I like him.
All right. Would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
All right. And what about Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
All right. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, who's a businessman slash council member, Deegan Bordes, Steve Brandow, who's a county supervisor slash businessman, Bryce Herrera, and Paul Dictos, who's a CPA slash assessor dash recorder, who would you choose for?
The first one that you just said. Bredefeld?
Gary Bredefeld? All right.
Yeah.
How certain are you that you would vote for Gary Bredefeld, who's a businessman slash council member?
Absolutely.
So would it be very certain then? Somewhat certain?
Very certain.
All right. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandow as county supervisor? Would you call it excellent, good,
I don't know him.
Airport?
I don't know him.
How would you rate his job, like the job being done by him as county supervisor? Would you say it's excellent?
I don't know.
Oh, all right. That's
I don't know.
How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as Fresno City Council member? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
All right. Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. And for each, if you could please tell me if this would make you more or less likely to vote for this candidate. So the first option is a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents. And the options are, this makes you much more likely to vote for them, somewhat more likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, and much less likely to vote for them.
Much less likely.
All right. What about a candidate who is 80 years old?
Much less likely.
A candidate who is a Democrat?
Not likely.
So would that be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
All right. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Very much likely.
So would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely. Much more likely.
A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Not likely.
Would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
All right. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
Much more likely.
All right. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
Much more likely.
And a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
Somewhat less likely.
All right, somewhat less likely. Okay. Next, I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. And after each one, if you could please tell me if there's no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for that candidate. And I can totally repeat those options if needed, all right?
Okay.
So the first one is Steve Brindau. Steve Brindau currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brindau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brindau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If re-elected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. So after hearing this information about him, would you say there is no chance you would vote for him for county supervisor, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance?
A good chance.
All right. Now the next one is Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and a business shutdown during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. So based on this information, would you say there's no chance you might vote for him for county supervisor? A small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance?
A good chance.
All right. Lastly, Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor-Recorder, and he is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the country's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. So after hearing this information, would you say there's no chance you might vote for him for county supervisor? A small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance?
A fair chance.
So after hearing all of this information, like about the past, the candidates, the information I gave about them, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were again, Gary Bredefeld, who's a businessman slash council member, Leon Bordes, Steve Brindau, who's a county supervisor slash businessman, Bryce Herrera, and Paul Dictos, who's a staff reporter, who would you vote for?
Probably Bredefeld.
Okay. Finally, I would just like to ask you some questions. These are just for statistical purposes. So generally speaking, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Republican.
Republican? All right. Would you call yourself to be a strong Republican or a not strong Republican?
What does strong mean? Strong as far as?
Oh, well, I mean.
Very, so are you only go Republican? Is that what you mean? I'm a conservative.
Yeah. No, right. But would you say you're a strong Republican or are you a not very strong Republican? And you can put a meaning to that.
Okay, I'd say strong.
All right. Now, thinking in political terms, would you say you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'm conservative.
All right. Would that be very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
All right. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Some college.
All right. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
All right. Well, this concludes our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation. I really, truly appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.